And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. So we're going to talk about, before we get to this whole issue with Benjamin Netanyahu, we're going to talk about what's happening here in the United States of America and how this past week or so throughout the country, people have been experiencing tornadoes. There's been earthquakes. There have been electrical storms. So I'm in the state of Texas. And just this past weekend, Sunday morning, I woke up to an electrical storm and was hit really hard. I actually have some routers here in my studio that were completely taken out. I have a sound system that was completely taken out. The lights went completely out. But luckily, I was in a position where I had the generator that was charged where I could actually run a few things to keep things going until the lights came back on. But you know what? You don't know when a devastating disaster is going to take place. You don't know when that next earthquake, you don't know that next tornado, the next hurricane, the next natural disaster. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know when the next time the phone systems are going to go out because they went out not too long ago. So to talk again about this, I really want to emphasize on this. Our special guest, Brett Miller, was a Marine for 9 years. He served as a firearm team leader, mortar team leader, which I'm really highly interested in. I would love to shoot a mortar. I mean, I really would, to be honest with you. A company radio operator with an infantry battalion, mastering in small arms and a close quarter combat, radio encryption and field communication, and is now the CEO of his own company. Mr. Miller, thank you so much for joining me.
Will, thanks for having me again. Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you. So Nebraska got hit with these horrific tornadoes and people standing outside just recording these tornadoes. With the age of everyone having a cell phone with the camera can put it on social media immediately. I've never seen images like these that are coming out of Nebraska and other places with these tornadoes. And I wonder how many people were prepared for this. And see, that's the reason why I want to talk to you about this, because this is really important right now. Because, again, we don't know when the next natural disaster is going to take place. Right?
That's right. I mean, sadly, this was a perfect example of what we've been talking about and what we're trying to do. And that's just get everybody prepared as best as possible. There's not much you can do to prepare your home when a huge tornado. And I saw those images. I mean, that was like a scene out of Wizard of Oz. I mean, that thing was intense. It was huge. It was dark. It was scary. It was like its own monster.
When I first saw it, I thought it was, you know, from a movie, because someone had a really good camera out there. And I thought it was from a movie. What was it? You know, where they're chasing the storms. I thought it was a new movie coming out.
Oh, Twister.
That. Twister. Yeah. Helen Hunt.
Twister. Yeah. Twister 2. I mean, sadly and scarily, right? I mean, that's what was happening. You know, we're in this place right now in the world where anything can happen and we're seeing it play out, whether it's, you know, wars or floods or now tornadoes. I mean, terrifying tornadoes, you know, and where it came from and how, I mean, act of God, force majeure, HAARP. I mean, who knows? There's a lot of stories out there. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, these people lost everything. You know, they lost their ability to communicate. They lost their ability to stay warm. They lost their ability to, you know, to get fresh water. I mean, these are all the things that, you know, we try to talk about and try to prepare people in advance for these types of situations. And sadly, I mean, my heart goes out to them, and we're working as fast as we can to try to do what we can, you know, to try to support people in our communities. You know, we have users on satnews123.com. We have users on sat123.com, satellite users. You know, we're trying to do what we can to help them. But at the same time, when it comes to these situations, it really comes down to exactly right there. You're a perfect example. You have to be the one that takes care of yourself and your family, because no one's going to be there. And at least they're not going to be there in the next day or so when you really need it. So, yeah, we just want to stress that, and our hearts go out to everyone and we pray for them. And what a crazy time we're living in.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Just crazy, you know, right?
So when my power went out here, I'm the location that I live in Texas here, when the power goes out, my phone reception already sucks here. I'm not going to name the service provider that I use, but every time the power goes out, my phone reception, I can't even call 911. That's how bad it is where I'm located.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Now I have a peace of mind that because when the phone system goes, or the electric, you know, when the lights go out here and the phone system goes out, I have a peace of mind now that I can at least call 911.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's what it comes down to. It really does at the end of the day. I mean, you know, and your house being struck by lightning, I mean, thank the Lord, your house is all right, you know, minus a few blown fuses and things like that. But of course, the first thing to go in any disaster is your ability to communicate with the outside world, right? I mean, that's what goes. It's either the cell tower, it's the electric, it's your, you know, your Wi-Fi, your router, it's, you know, it's whatever, whatever happens and whatever, whether it's a flood, a fire, electric, a snow power outage, snowstorm, blizzard, things like that. I mean, what's the first thing to go is your power. And then with the power comes communication. Satellite phones are the only way to communicate when there's no Wi-Fi and cellular, unless you know smoke signals, which I don't, and I don't even know Morse code. I know a few .../, but not enough to call for help.
SOS.
And there has to be someone on the other end, right? There has to be someone receiving that. But with this, like you said, at the very least, you could dial 911. You can call your friends, your family. You can call, you know, children or parents that aren't in your immediate home, if they have one too. And you could just say, hey, I'm okay. I love you. Yep. How are you? Let's do this.
And you know, a really good point. If you're the only one on your block that is able to call 911, who do you think they're going to respond to? I'm just putting it out. Now, I guess it's kind of being a little selfish, right? Right. I mean, but hey, I'm able to call 911. They're going to come to the location because I called 911. No one else is calling 911 because they don't have a satellite phone, because all the phone systems are down. The network is down and it becomes a problem. And now that hurricane season is on the rise, tornado season, we're in the middle of it right now. I don't understand why no one would try to think about this as like an insurance policy, you know, getting this so you can have that peace of mind, that insurance. You know, it's not something that you get on a cell phone and just chit chat every single day for hours and hours. It's for that emergency. And how many times have we been in that situation where we're on the road or whatever, traveling, now tornado season, like I mentioned, and we need to be able to communicate with somebody? How many times? It's like more times than we can count, right?
I mean, I think, absolutely. I think I said it last time when we were chatting, you know, all the disasters, sure, maybe you just pop a tire in Utah, you know, maybe you're just out of service, you know, something like that. I wanted to go back to something that you said. It's not a selfish thought, what you mentioned earlier, to have a cell phone. I just want to refer to a gentleman named Mark Bodiger from the Marriott Maui Ocean Club in Hawaii. During the Lahaina fires, he had one satellite phone and he was able to assist 14,000 people with one phone that were all in this resort because he was the one that had it. So it's not a selfish thought to think about, hey, I'm getting this phone for me and my family. But I mean, you, of course, would help your neighbors. You would be the first one to call in an emergency. I mean, it's not like you that my phone, no one else can use it. I kid with you, but it's a very serious and topical.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess ahead. I was talking about being kind of selfish. Like, I would be the first one to call. So they're going to come to my location first. Yeah. Because I was the first one to call. But of course, you know, I would talk to my neighbors every time the power goes out. I got my house, my studio actually got hit this Sunday with the lightning, and of course the people across from me, they got hit as well. So I went and talked to them. We're like talking to each other. Our neighbors talk to each other, and of course, you know, that's what we would do. I mean, that's a great story. What happened there, where they helped all of those people, one satellite phone. So just one imagine phone. You could be the go-to person in your neck of the woods. And I mean, I don't mind it, because I think that's what we're supposed to be here. That's community. We're supposed to come together and help each other out.
It is. Love thy neighbor, right? And take care of your neighbor and take care of your community. I mean, you're nothing without your neighbors and your community, right? That's what builds it. That's what, with the start. We live in more of a global world, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, in an emergency, the people coming to your rescue are your friends and your neighbors, right? The people that are closest to you, because they're the ones that can get to you first, and vice versa, right? I mean, you know, your neighbor's house were catching fire, you would immediately run over there, wake them up, bust in the house, do whatever you can, try to put it out, do whatever you can. I mean, that's our nature as neighbors, as community. When it comes to communication, it's that same mindset. You need to stay in connection and contact with your community, and then be able to, get a hold of the people outside of your community that are still in your network, so to speak, or in your family that may or may not be your neighbors. And another thing to your point, I just wanted to point this out. You know, we have a lot of great plans. Sat123.com. We're doing everything we can to work with you, the user, and get you on a service that's affordable and that it works for you. And we do have on satnews123.com, we actually have the ability to send you daily data, information, influencer data directly to your cell phone through our app. But yeah, come to sat123.com, check us out. We have all these different programs, all kinds. You get free satellite devices right now. We're giving away devices. You just pay for your service. I'll give you these devices for free. Wow. This is a $1,500, $1,700 phone. This is a $350 Bivy stick. You get them for free. You just pay for the service. And like I said, we have all kinds of plans because we don't want to turn anyone away for any reason. This is not just like, hey, we're in business and this is our business. No, this is our service. We are offering services to people for just these scenarios. And, you know, come and check us out, work with us, call our customer service. We want to help you. And we're here to help you, you know, and we're here to help you prepare.
Well, you know what? You know, I'm gonna be honest with you about something. When I first saw everything was happening in Israel, was happening in Russia, where we're possibly on the verge of World War III, I kept thinking, like, this is what better time for me to get a satellite phone? Not just, you know, talking about the tornadoes, because I'm in a location where tornadoes have hit here as well. But not just tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes, but possible World War III, which, you know, we were thinking, no one really in their right mind thinking, okay, we're going to end up in World War III. But every single day I sit there and listen to what they're doing, we're closer and closer. And they keep talking about that last minute in the hour, it's like 11:59.
Yeah.
Now we're just clock, seconds dude. Away. So I think now is the time for people to probably really consider, I mean, extreme, because I've looked at satellite phones in the past and I'm like, well, do I really need a satellite phone? Because I can tell you how many people I've talked to. Do I really need one? Now that we've had these cell phone outages, how could you not? Possible World War III, how could you not? That's what I don't understand. How could you not, right?
I think it should be, you know, just as a peace of mind, it should be one satellite device per household is kind of how I look at it. But if you have a large family and you're out and about, then yeah, we have family plans, multiple family, multiple device services, you know, anything to fit your needs. I would just say to touch on what you were saying, the government, I was in the military, you know, 9 years, Marine Corps. I did a lot of cool things. I did fire a lot of mortars, 60 millimeter mortars, which are a lot of fun. I wish I had a mortar, I'd take you out, but they won't sell me any mortars anymore. But my point is, you know, in the military, we use satellite communication, right? I mean, that's a big one. SATCOMs are everything, special operators, standard operators, you know, I mean, just general comms in the military, governments, they're all satellite devices. And just last year, and I think I said this last show, Congress and all of their staffers and everyone in DC bought themselves a satellite device on your dime. Well, my dime too. Our dime. And they did that in preparation for something that they think is coming. So now our leaders think something is coming enough that they all got themselves satellite phones. Now, so just to allude to what you were saying, you're not very far off that something could happen, that chain reaction. Now that problem ends up in our backyard.
Led with that. I mean, all of Congress, so they're telling us that something is about to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
they absolutely are. Well, they're not telling us, they're showing us.
They're showing us something is about to
happen. They're showing us. Absolutely. Exactly. Yep. 100%.
Well, Mr. Miller, thank you so much for coming on and having this discussion with us again. I was really honored to tell
you, Will.
Again,
I appreciate you.
How they can find the satellite phone and the Bivy sticks.
Come to sat123.com. We got everything for you. Sat123.com. Just tell them Will Johnson sent you. I appreciate you, Will. We love you, sir. Thank you for everything you're doing. And yeah, everybody, just get prepared. The time is now. There is no more clear a time in human history than now to get prepared. So yeah, thanks, absolutely. Will. Appreciate you.
Actually, I made it a short link. prepgearplus.com. And it takes
you to the website. Oh, there you go. Oh, even better.
Prepgearplus.com. It takes them directly to the website.
I love it. Even better.
Yep.
Even better.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Take care.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. We're going to talk about more about us going into a possible World War III and how the ICC is going after individuals in the world. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.